Most of the little pigs came to my friends and asked for light stuff. This pig must be clever. He must have the brain of a genius. Then the pig trotted along. I think next week I'm going to go see my brothers. As he built the house, he went inside. Then he weren't that non-clever. As I'm saying it two times, because he is so clever. He didn't want to go in the deep woods, so he went somewhere near to his mum's house, where he knew he could take care of his mum. He built it finished when the pig came along. The mum was sleeping in her house, but the mum never spotted the wolf coming along. Little pig, I know you're in there. You're the third little pig that is not clever. Well, that wolf was wrong. The little pig was so clever, he was more cleverer than the wolf and the wolf's ancestors and the wolf's whole family. He was so clever that nobody in the neighborhood was clever than him, or in the village, or in the city, or in the whole country, or in the whole universe, or the whole world. He was so clever that he had a plan. He said, I know this wolf's up to something. He only wants some pork today. Because today I heard that he said he wants some pork for dinner. So the wolf decided to have an idea. He said, there's a churn festival tomorrow. Huh, come let me ask him that. He's going, little pig, meet me at the churn festival at 5 o'clock. And then he told the little pig. Then the little pig watched out
whole night.
Then he woke up at 3 o'clock. His earliest. And then he went out. Tiptoed across the places, because if he had woke the wolf would have came for him. It's 5 o'clock. Come, let me check my watch. Oh, ding 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 ding. The bell start ringing and the chickens start crowing. Then he went to the pig's house and he said, oh, why is the pig not here? Oh, that clever little pig. He must have ran to the churn factory. Then the wolf started trotting along. As he got there, he saw a big, big wheelbarrow running down the hill. Bam! It hit the wolf. The wolf fell into the lake. Water splashing everywhere, like God giving rain to people. Then he went back home. Then the wolf came. Little pig, I met a big wheelbarrow. I thought it was a monster. Why weren't you at the churn festival? He said, oh, that's so funny. Because it was me in the wheelbarrow. Then the wolf got so angry. He said, I've had enough of you tricking me. And then he went up the house, went down in the chimney. But just to know, this little pig is clever. He boiled hot water and then the wolf fell into it. Splash! Then there was nothing heard from